You're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm your host, Will Smith. I'm very happy to have as a guest today the proprietor of the Phoenix Strip Cafe in Phoenix, Oregon, Valerie Schenk. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you doing today?
I'm so happy to have you here. This is where we talk about food. We try to keep things local, so that's why I have come to bother you today.
Yay!
So, in Phoenix, you are actually sharing space with everybody's favorite cheesemonger, Melody, at the Oregon Cheesecake.
That is correct, yeah.
So I love that you guys kind of joined forces there, because I think it brings in, like, unsuspecting guests for the both of you.
I think so also.
Yeah. So it's right downtown. Mm-hmm. You want to describe a little bit about the shop?
Well, we're, like, segregated down the line there. So Melody's got the Cheese Cave on one side, and on the other side, I've got my little cafe. So we've got plenty of seating. And
you have outdoor space too, right?
We do have outdoor space.
Which is great.
Definitely great for the warmer weather.
Right.
Less so now, but it's nice. It's kind of like short order. I don't have a full kitchen, so I make do at little ovens and, you know, a panini press. And
there's many things you can do with a panini press.
I agree with this. You know, you have to be creative with your endeavors when you are making food with just a small space.
No, and actually, I think it kind of forces you to think outside the box a bit, which I think is great. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Yay, Brooklyn.
Yeah. And I left New York in 2012 so that I could live in Florida for a little bit. Uh-huh. And then I moved out here in December of 2015.
Sweet. And when did you start the cafe?
I started last Valentine's Day, so not even a year ago.
Oh, wow. So first anniversary is approaching.
Yes.
That's great. Congrats.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the direction of the cafe, which I think is kind of the interesting thing.
Well, I opened my cafe. I've been a vegan for the last 6 years, so everything I do at the cafe is all plant-based food. Mostly it's just I serve food that I eat, and, you know, that's kind of the rule. Like, I don't serve anything that I can't eat, but it absolutely has to be stuff that I want to eat.
Right.
So if you're getting it, it's because I like it and I want to keep making it and I want to make it for myself.
And what was your, how did you find yourself becoming a vegan?
Well, I have a lot of vegan friends and family, so it definitely helped a lot. Yeah. And, you know, I went to a dairy farm and I was like, this is horrible. and then I spent the weekend in Vegas with some vegan friends of mine. And when I returned here, I was like, I'm just not going to eat any animal-based foods anymore.
Yeah. I always appreciate people's stories about how they got there. So not only coffee, but you're doing baked goods and luncheon.
Yeah, like sandwiches, soups.
And everything's vegan.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, and I've hired a couple. So one of the things I struggle in the mornings, which is not a new thing for me. So it's not like surprise, it's a problem. So I did hire some people to open for me, which has made my life a lot easier and has definitely been good for business. So I've got guys that wake up early in the morning and want to be out and about at some ungodly hour, like 8 in the morning. So that has really done a lot for me.
I had a boss that once told me, he goes, find out what you're good at and do that. And what you're not good at, hire people.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Helps. So how is it being in Phoenix?
I really love it.
It is. It's a great little community and very kind of food-centric.
Oh,
going that direction.
Oh, yeah. I don't the foodery had opened like the year before and I'd gone a couple of times and I knew that I wanted to have more options. And so it really came across, it was very seamless, the transition from working for, say, corporate America to working, you know, everything was already set up.
Sure.
I had a coffee machine, I had the counter space, so everything was already there. I think that if those things hadn't been in place, I don't think that I would have been so quick to be like, I'm starting my own thing.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the menu, a little bit.
Well, when I knew I was going to do sandwiches because that's a pretty easy way of feeding people. And I knew immediately what kind of coffee I was going to have because I have been using Griffin Creek coffee roasters at home for the last, I don't know, 7 years or something. And when I opened is when I realized that I hadn't actually like contracted with any bakeries or even found any bakeries that would bake for me. So I realized that I needed to start making things. Like the first day I opened, I was like, oh no. You know, so, and then I started. I was like, okay, well, I used to make my sister this carrot cake every year for her birthday. And so now that I have transferred that into my carrot walnut muffin, that was the first baked good that I made. And I think that after a year, it's probably, you know, I definitely had my mishaps where it was, you know, it was undercooked or overcooked or whatever the case is, you know, just trying to find the rhythm of.
I would think that just getting used to not your home kitchen, but getting used to, you know, on site kitchen has its.
Well, every oven, like.
It's different.
Different. It heats different. It, you know, it just bakes different.
That's amazing. Something that I thought was sort of interesting is that you're not sort of relying on the highly processed soy product, faux meats, really.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, you're doing more kind of whole foods, which appeals to me. I love the idea of tuna salad faux dish that you make, which I think is delicious.
Oh, yeah, that's made from chickpeas. So it's, and then I throw in some kelp granules and nori so that it has that more of that seafood flavor.
Right. I think that's ingenious. I think it's a really great idea.
Well, I mean, I did not come up with it, to be fair. I mean, you can find it in probably plenty of other vegans are making this or making something like it. But I didn't want to rely on, like, the big name brand fake meats.
Sure.
Because if you want to eat vegan junk food, you can. I do. At home,
right.
You know.
There's no shortage.
Yeah, but I mean, these are easy ways to eat real food.
I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name's Will Smith. I'm the host, and my guest today is Valerie Schenk. She is the owner and baker at the Phoenix Strip Cafe in downtown Phoenix, Oregon. So tell us a little bit more about the menu, because that's that's why we're all here.
I try to keep it really simple. Just for my own mental sake, of course. So nothing is too complicated. I want to just create really simple food that is good and that is delicious and fresh.
So in the baked goods category, what are you doing there?
I do brownies, which I get lots of positive feedback for. It's probably my best-selling item.
Right.
I make a variety of scones. I do muffins and little cakes. I would like to expand on them, but it's just me doing the baking.
Sure.
So I just try to stick to whatever feels, you know, you develop like a muscle memory for making things. So I make my own vegan buttercream to go on my cakes, and I've actually made a couple of double layer cakes for customers.
Nice. And you do cupcakes?
I do cupcakes, yeah. And I do both regular wheat baked goods, and then I also do gluten-free baked goods.
Sure.
Because I do think that everyone deserves something delicious.
And you know, you said something to me on the phone that which I really liked, the kind of idea of merchandising for everyone. So someone who maybe isn't vegan, things are appealing to them. Also price point, which I think is such a nice thing to do. And there's several store owners here in Ashland that do the same thing. They want kids to be able to come in and get something after school, or, you know, parents or grandparents can also find something.
Well, something that is affordable too is, you know, like.
It's a rarity these days.
If I find a great, you know, a great price on something, I want my customers have a great price on something.
Sure.
So you can find like canned beverages for like a dollar. Obviously not all of them because it depends on what I can get it for.
Sure.
You know, I sell chips for a dollar. I've got, you know, like, you know, nut mixes, whatever I can find that is going to be something that's affordable. I've got a number of sandwiches on the menu that are under $10.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's important in it. And also that it's a very welcoming space. And then I'm sure in the summer having that little spill out area under the eave there is, it's got to be pretty nice.
Yeah. And I also like for the summer is that because we're indoors, we have all of that air conditioning that we have.
Right. You're from Florida.
Well, no, I lived in Florida. I'm from New York where it's cold a lot.
Exactly. So sandwiches. Yes. So something that's like super appealed to me was your banh mi that you make.
Yes, that was actually Melody's brainchild.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, she had all of the ingredients and she was like, you need to make this banh mi. And I had never had one before. Good. And I didn't know. So I just yes'd her. Yeah. And then finally she was like, why aren't you making this? Have you had one before? And I admitted that I hadn't. And so she like almost like hand over hand with me where she like brought the ingredients out and she was like, we're making one right now. And then like, so she had me make one and then I just assumed that it was for eating. And then, so I'm getting ready, you know, to enjoy one. Right. And she pulls the plates away and she starts taking pictures. And I was really upset about it because, you know, like I don't think about taking pictures of my food.
Sure. Yeah. It's part of the gig, I think.
I mean, I've taken pictures of struggle plates that I've had, right. But never like, oh, this looks good. It's always been like, oh, this is.
Yeah, it's nice to do a beauty shot every so often.
Every once in a while.
So what is in that, the banh mi
sandwich? I use, Prime Roots is the brand of the pâté that I use. Mm-hmm. And it is like a fermented rice and mushroom pâté. There's truffles in there.
Nice.
And I use these really great rolls that Philippe makes, and he's the Frenchman that makes all the baguettes in the neighborhood, so people have probably had it before. So beautiful soft rolls, and you start with that, and then you pile it up with some fermented vegetables.
Yeah, sounds. I'm all over that.
And then I make my own spicy mayo.
Yeah, super.
And it's super popular sandwich.
I bet. You also do sort of a buffalo chicken kind of thing?
Yeah, I use tempeh for this, and it comes already buffalo style, which is great. So I use a buffalo tempeh, and I use Rebel is a cheese company out of Austin, Texas, and it's all vegan cheeses. So they make this really lovely, almost like a fresh mozzarella. Mm-hmm. So it's this buffalo tempeh with this fresh mozzarella, and I use buffalo bichon sauce to kind of smother it. Uh-huh. And it's very messy. So I do give out a ton of napkins because I don't think I make anything that doesn't spill a little.
Okay, that's great. So coming up in a year anniversary in February, which is exciting. And then there is what's happening in Phoenix. Is it a monthly shindig they do there?
Yeah, we do an art and food walk every second Friday.
Okay.
And it starts all the way at La Fuente Market, which is the new butchery that has opened, going to Scrappy Craft, and then all the way down, I want to say, it hits the foodery, Cha-Cha's, the candy store. There's a couple of art galleries. I want to say Coffee Bock also participates.
That's great.
Yeah, and it goes all the way down. I want to say even as far as Blackbird.
In the evening?
Yeah, it's 5 to 7 every second Friday. And so Friday the 13th, the day before my anniversary, is going to be our second Friday coming up.
Very nice.
We're probably going to go pretty hard on chocolate because that's my favorite. But we're thinking of different themes we can use, like, you know, My Bloody Valentine, because it's also Friday the 13th.
Okay, so good.
Which sounds really fun to me. I'm thinking about different things that I can make that will make it stand out. I was thinking about making some Linzer tarts because that's a favorite baked good of mine.
Great.
We'll see.
So all of my listeners, please come and visit Valerie at the Phoenix Strip Cafe. You've been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith, and you can find us at jeffexchange.org or on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much, Valerie.
Thank you, Will.
And everybody, I hope you eat well. Bye.